she polishes a saver, knows how to flavor a stew. Never need to worry with a tin of hurry curry, poison especially for you. No use to complain if you're caught out in the rain. Your mother's quite insane. Cat food!
Cat food, cat food.
Again!
Thanks for tuning in, listening to our program, 8 Miles High with Nick and Ralph.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me tonight. Enjoyed myself.
Andy and I will be off next week, but we'll return on the 19th with more music, more conversation, and
y'all can rest easy.
More fun.
We'll be back.
That was King Crimson with Cat Food.
Thank you, Tom.
Happy birthday.
For acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly,
Join host Larry Berger for the Saturday Light Brigade to get your weekend off to a good start. That's the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings.
Six Women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, a little show called Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster, hanging out with you, playing some music. Let's turn it up a little bit for this next set. It's Overwhelming Color Fast. Hey, that's Slade reminding you, hey, mama, we're all crazy now, especially since you're listening to WRCT and me, the Mockster, on a little show called Viva La Mock. Now, I don't know about you, but I know for me, I really wasn't familiar with Slade until Quiet Riot put out Come On, Feel the Noise. And at that point, I don't think I even knew that that was a Slade cover. And then Quiet Riot put out another single of the song I just played, their version of Mama, We're All Crazy Now. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, huh. And people are like, those are Slade songs. And I'm like, who's Slade? And then as the 80s progress and Slade puts out like My Oh My and Run, Run Away, I'm starting to expand my musical horizons and learn these things. So, and speaking of Quiet Riot, would you believe it's been 17 years since we lost Kevin DeBrow? He was only 52 when he passed, and it's been 17 years now. So just telling you those things. I'm also telling you that I played The Cult in that set of music. Went back and played Rain, not only because it's been raining, but mostly because it's a great song and it would fit in that set of music. You know, it's November. It's raining. It's November rain. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to not playing that song. I'm just telling you. I'm not going to waste 9 minutes of my airtime to play that song. You can just hum it. You can hum it while I'm talking. Let's just do that together. You hum it while I'm talking, and I'll tell you the other songs I played. L7 before the Cult, Pretend We're Dead. I went back to the hit. I went back to the hit because why? It's a good song, and I'm a hit playing radio show. Have you not heard all the hits I've been playing? Yeah, think about that. Before the L7, speaking of hits, Overwhelming Color Fast doing their version of You Keep Me Hanging On started off that entire set of music. I know, I keep you hanging on, or maybe I keep me hanging on. I don't know what's going on, but if there's a song you want to hear on a future show, you got to send me a request. You can do that by sending me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. I always appreciate when you decide to tune into my little radio show, as it happens each and every week at this time. Next set of music I've specially formulated thematically. I think I do every set that way, but this one's going to be pretty, pretty blatant. Starting off with some Wolf Parade and their song Palm Road here on Viva La Mock.
Baby woke me from an awful dream, rocking tropics by the sea, just up from a father's place, cutting through an empty space. The trash would turn to gold. Home road, home road, home road, home road. We could see it from the shore. City's ragged, burning core. Hole in the sky, my fish got drowned. Something moving underground. Ending slow. Oh, home road, home road, home road, home road.
rolling down a Diamondback heart. It ain't a good roll, but a place to start. She wasn't the best and I wasn't the worst. If true love was water, we'd have died of thirst. The cord in the backseat ready to strike. Love bites deep in the middle of the night. Out on Rattlesnake Road. Yeah. I'm a full moon fool when the moon comes up. We're drinking whiskey straight from a Dixie cup. I got my top laid back and the lights turned out. We're gonna find out soon what it's all about. Love is a poison, passion's a sin. Straight to your heart when the thanks ain't in. Out on the Rattlesnake Road. They're twisting and turning. Control, Rattlesnake Road won't let go. We're too young to quit, too old to try. I sell my soul for one more ride. I'm on the Rattlesnake Road. Oh, you take that. It was a crime. She was 16 going on 29. Yeah, she shook me up and she rattled my chain and she whipped me down like the driving rain. Out on the Rattlesnake Road. They're pushing and turning out of control. Rattlesnake Road won't let go. We're too young to quit, too old to try. So my soul for one more ride. Out on the Rattlesnake Road. Oh yeah, on Rattlesnake Road. Here they come.
Everybody knew it made me shine. thing had for my time, but I've been told to never come back from Copperhead Road. In a big black Dodge, bought it at an auction at the Mason's Lodge. Johnson County Sheriff painted on the side. Just shot a coat of primer and looked inside. Well, him and my uncle tore that engine down. I still remember that rumbling sound. And then the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wasn't right. He's headed down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
Yeah, you guessed it. That's Cinderella. That is the Mockster who just made a statement about not playing another metal-ish band. I don't even know if I want to even call Guns N' Roses metal, and these guys were kind of a glam rock thing, but you, whatever it was from back in the day, Gypsy Road, Cinderella here on the Viva La Mock radio program. You know, Cinderella is a band that I always thought were New Jersey. I thought they were a New Jersey band. Bon Jovi discovered them. Garden State, but actually they were from the suburbs of Philly, and actually Gene Simmons tried to get them signed to a label before Bon Jovi, so what do I know? What do I know? Do you know? Did you figure out the theme of that set? Yeah, those were all songs about a road. Gypsy Road. Before that, Steve Earle doing Copperhead Road. Before that, the Outlaws and Rattlesnake Road. I have to thank my rockin' attorney for that one because he slipped me the CD and he said, Moxie, you might like this. And when I opened it, there was a 20 inside. And I'm like, huh, he must have left some money in here. And then I listened to the CD and then I put the money back in there and I gave it back to him because I'm like, all right, I enjoy this, but you left money in there. And I still played it. Rattlesnake Road, as I mentioned, by the Outlaws. And Wolf Parade started off the entire set with Palm Road. Maybe not actual roads you can find street signs for, but I figured, why not? Let's make that a fun set of music. Speaking of fun sets of music and my rockin' attorney, I've got to remind you that you can join him. Who is he? Eric Jackson Lurie for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. So like the Outlaws. Kind of a classic artist, would you not say? New music, focus. See how all those things go together? Anyway, the show, it airs Thursdays at 8, and then he has an encore presentation at noon on the following Monday. So if you can't stay up late on Thursday, or maybe you said, hey, I heard there's a really cool thing down at Arsenal Lanes called 80s, 90s Night with the Mockster as your host, I can't listen to both at the same time, so now you can. Just not at the same time. So that's Quartz in Session right here on 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Yeah, my name is The Mockster. You know, back in 1968, the debut album by the band July came out. It was called July. And then in 2009, 41 years later, the Lemonheads did a cover of a song off that album. Here's the Lemonheads, Dandelion Seeds, on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Floating on the air, never seem to care. Worries have they none? See them drift upon the breeze, dandelion seeds. Blow them and they're gone, fly to the sun. Come be with me, where the air is always clean, dandelion seeds.
above the trees, looking down on leaves. Birds fly by my side, people look up hopelessly. A dandelion seeds.
Top is made out of Festival Man! Festival Man!
That is the band F Machine, title track from their 1989 album. Here comes the 21st century here on the Viva Lamach radio program. So what can I tell you about F Machine? I pretty much told you everything I know about F Machine. The album came out in 1989. It was the title track to that album, Here Comes the 21st Century. Oh, I can also tell you it was on Reprise Records. It was on a pretty big label, but I don't know anything else about that band. In fact, I did a Google search, and nothing came up except for they put an album out in 1989 on Reprise Records called Here Comes the 21st Century. Now, I can also tell you that I remember probably it was 1990. I found that album, still sealed in the long box, for like $2 at a Big Lots. And I'm like, I'm going to pick it up. Can't be that bad, can it? And I don't think I ever even opened it. I think I have it stored somewhere, still in the long box, which is good, because then I went to eBay. I'm like, maybe eBay will tell me. And you can buy brand new cutout versions still in the long box from 1989 on eBay for more than $2. So, you know, a wise investment if I ever look up selling that. And why it came into my mind this week, I don't know. I just, like, I was trying to think of songs, and for some reason that came in. I'm like, what did they even sound like? So yeah, that's the genesis of how I get from song in my head to song on the radio for you. Also in that set of music, the Jesus and Mary Chain, a B-side to their original single. The single was Upside Down. The B-side was a Syd Barrett pen tune called Vegetable Man, which was an unreleased Floyd single. It's supposed to be the third single off their second album, finally. And it just never made the album or made a release until 2016 it saw the light of day. Jesus and Mary Chain, back in the mid-80s, put it out as a B-side, and I played that for you. Also in that set of music, some live Dream Syndicate, recorded back at Raji's back in the mid-1980s with the Days of Wine and Roses. And I started off the entire set with the Lemonheads, who were recently in town. I don't know if you got a chance to go and see that show, but them doing a cover of the July track, Dandelion Seeds. Get us. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Gets us to where we are now. Coming up on the top of the hour. Before we get to the top of the hour, I want to remind you that every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross brings help and hope to people in need. Thanks to the support of everyday heroes like you. The Red Cross is actually able to respond to disasters, big and small. They support military families. They help ensure that blood is available when needed. And they teach life-saving skills like CPR and first aid. So be a hero and donate today. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. This message brought to you by, guess what? The American Red Cross. And, of course, your good friends here at 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, which includes me, the Mockster. Hey, don't forget, you know, each and every Saturday at noon, we got this thing called Radio 9. And what is it? Well, it's kind of like what top 40 radio sounded like back in the 1970s. Kind of, but not. Because it's a mix of oldies and newies and a bunch of snark. And it's hosted by Uncle Jay Thurber. It's each and every Saturday at noon here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh.
This is Law and Disorder.
Today on Law and Disorder, our own Marjorie Cohn gives us an update on the recent appearance before the International Court of Justice between South Africa and Israel.
South Africa made a very powerful and compelling case that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza.
We're also joined by three special guests honoring the life and legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Dr. King called the United States the largest purveyor of violence in the world. Israel is giving the U.S. a run for its money in Gaza.
Stay with us. I'm Heidi Boghossian, New York City attorney and activist.
And I am attorney Marjorie Cohn, professor emerita at Thomas Jefferson School of Law and regular columnist for truthout.org.
On January 11th and 12th,
South Africa and Israel appeared in a historic case before the International Court of Justice, ICJ, also known as the World Court, in The Hague. South Africa's legal team made a strong and persuasive argument that Israel is engaging in genocide against the Palestinian people in Gaza. South Africa asked the court to impose 9 emergency provisional measures aimed at putting an end to the slaughter. South Africa's application to the ICJ places Israel's genocidal acts and omissions in the broader context of Israel's 75-year apartheid policy, 56-year occupation, and 16-year blockade imposed on the Gaza Strip. This siege was described by the director of the UNRWA affairs in Gaza as, quote, a silent killer of people. South Africa told the court that it, quote, unequivocally condemned the targeting of civilians by Hamas and other Palestinian armed groups and the taking of hostages on October 7th. But, it continued, no armed attack on a state's territory, no matter how serious, even an attack involving atrocity crimes, can provide any justification for or defense to genocide. Israel has, quote, crossed this line. Israel responded by placing responsibility on Hamas for the situation in Gaza. It accused South Africa of a, quote, attempt to weaponize the term genocide. Israel argued that intentional humanitarian law is the relevant framework, that Hamas committed war crimes. In Israel's view, this is not a genocide case. If anyone was the victim of genocide, Israel claims it was on October 7, when Palestinian resistance forces killed what Israel claims were 1,200 people. However, Hamas is not part of this case because it is not a state party to the Genocide Convention. With us today to analyze the genocide hearing in the ICJ is our own co-host Marjorie Cohn. She is Dean of the People's Academy of International Law and a member of the Bureau of the International Association of Democratic Lawyers. Marjorie is also Professor of Law Emerita at Thomas and Jefferson School of Law and former President of the National Lawyers Guild. She writes prolifically about Israel's occupation of Palestinian territory and Israel's violations of the human rights of the Palestinian people. Marjorie, welcome back to the interview chair on Law and Disorder.
Thanks for having me, Heidi.
Marjorie, the Genocide Convention says that 2 elements are necessary for a finding of genocide. 1, at least 1 genocidal act, and 2, genocidal intent. What genocidal acts by Israel were cited by South Africa at the hearing in the ICJ?
South Africa argued that Israel has engaged in a systematic pattern of conduct from which genocide can be inferred, Israel subjecting Gazans to one of the heaviest conventional bombing campaigns in the history of modern warfare, from air, land, and sea. The level of Israel's killing is so extensive that nowhere is safe in Gaza. Israel has killed an unparalleled and unprecedented number of civilians, with the full knowledge of how many civilian lives each bomb will